It's officially known as the motor vehicle excise tax, but Rhode Islanders know it as the dreaded car tax and spit it out as if it were an expletive. One of the many bad elements of this tax is that it varies by where you live. If you own a car valued at $14,000, you pay $183 a year if your residence is wealthy East Greenwich. In Hardscrabble, Central Falls, or Pawtucket, that same car will cost you three or four times more, according to data from the Rhode Island League of Cities and Towns. It's a system that fails to consider the wealth of a community or the economic status of the motorist. In the island community of Jamestown, the first $6,000 of a vehicle's value is exempt from taxation. In working-class Johnson in North Providence, the exemption is just $500. It's a difficult tax to administer. Unlike houses or office buildings, cars are mobile. When a car owner moves to another state, it's sayonara, Rhode Island. Have fun collecting that tax. Arguably the worst of the car tax is the cynicism and disrespect of government it engenders. Cheating is common. What are you supposed to think when that new BMW with Florida plates cuts off your Taurus on Route 95 in January? One window into the extent of cheating is Providence. The lovely neighborhoods on the capital city's east side make up one of the best urban residential areas from the Back Bay to Georgetown. The leafy streets around Brown University and the Blackstone Boulevard are home to some of Rhode Island's richest residents. Yet those mansions and the historic houses long concealed a form of car tax evasion that isn't available to most working and middle-class motorists. They don't have summer homes in low-tax playgrounds like Little Compton, Block Island, and Newport, or winter homes in Fort Myers or Tampa. Everybody who is anybody in Providence government and the business community knew about this for decades. But when questions were posed at City Hall, the usual reaction was a shrug shoulder and the old, hey, what are you going to do? Finally, City Councilor Sam Zurier decided to take action. Providence has a property tax break for homeowners who claim their house is their primary residence. For years, wealthy Eastsiders, for tax purposes, were claiming that Providence is their primary dwelling while telling the State Division of Motor Vehicles that their second home was their primary residence. Zurier put a stop to it after campaigning door-to-door in 2010. He heard constant complaints about car tax scofflaws. His new rule required Providence residents to register their cars in the capital city to qualify for the real estate tax break. The result? The city harvested about $6 million in new revenue, which astounded many at cash-strapped City Hall. Eliminating the car tax isn't a new idea. During the economic boom of the 1990s, the legislature and then Governor Lincoln Allman worked out a long-term plan to phase it out. But after the 2008 recession, lawmakers reversed course. They shifted the burden for collecting this tax to communities and allowed them to slash the exemption from $6,000 to as low as $500. House Speaker Nick Mattiello has so far declined to say in any realistic detail how to finance his plan to phase out the tax. There are many ways to accomplish this. Massachusetts, for example, sets a statewide rate of $25 per $1,000 in vehicle value, so car owners in Wellesley pay the same rate as those in Fall River. Speaker needs to be much more transparent about how he plans to pay for his good idea. It would be great for once if lawmakers pass a measure that would actually put money back into the pockets of Rhode Islanders.